WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are taking the show back out on the road. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got tickets around here someplace. I'm going to be giving away the Show Me $10,000 tickets throughout the state of Maryland during the month of August. It's 31 crab cakes in 31 days. Also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. They give me a little truck. They got to fill the truck up with a whole bunch of summer cleaning that I have around here. Make sure you're remembering those folks, as well as our friends at Window Nation. They're putting my new windows in a couple of weeks. And, of course, the Restaurant Association of Maryland. They'll be happy with this segment because I'm getting out around the state for the second time in 2 years. And I've invited an unwitting mayor of a Maryland city onto the show here. You're going to have a little bit more of this before it's all over with. I mean, I made the mistake last year. I went to Ocean City and I contacted the mayor, started the tour there. Then I went to Salisbury and I contacted Jake Day. By the time I got to Western Maryland, I wasn't thinking Cumberland or Oakland or Hagerstown. I was thinking Antietam. I was thinking Deep Creek. I was not thinking Crumpy's Donuts, but I was once I got to Hagerstown last year. I'd like to welcome on for the very first time the mayor of Hagerstown, and I'm going to tell her how much fun we had in her town last year, and so much fun that we're coming back in a week and a half. First time, Emily Keller joining us here. She is the mayor of Hagerstown, and I must say to you that when I was sitting at your, I'm not going to pronounce this, the German place.
The Schmankelstube.
Schwankelstube.
I was going to say Stube. The Stube works.
So we were sitting outside, out on the outside patio, having some schnitzel, obviously having beer because it's one of the best German restaurants in the state. And I was sitting there and I'm thinking, I wonder who runs this place. Maybe I'll have he or she on next year. And I think I Googled your name right there, right then. It is a pleasure to have you on. Tell people in Baltimore that Hagerstown is more than like a place you go by on the way to Breezewater, on the way to like Deep Creek. Because the biggest thing last year was I traveled all over the world. I'm 53 years old. I had never been to Deep Creek Lake. I had never really been off 70 other than maybe a fast food stop on the way up to Breezewater, on the way to Pittsburgh. And I really got out and experienced things. First things first, you have a beautiful sports park up there, like an incredible complex that I drove through. And I said, if I ever talk to anybody in Hagerstown, I'm going to talk about that. But I was sort of blown away by the good life in Hagerstown. Steve Whiteman never told me it was that nice.
No, well, it is a beautiful town, and everyone should come visit Hagerstown. It's really kind of our renaissance right now. We have a ton of great things happening. But first and foremost, we have the Arts Museum in our beautiful city park. It's one of 22 parks that we have in the city of Hagerstown. So there's a lot of outdoor things you can do, bike trails. We have a cultural trail that has, I think, 36 pieces of art on it now outside that you can walk from our city park to our downtown. And we're actually currently developing and about to start building a 114,000 square feet indoor sports facility alongside of a $70 million baseball stadium that's being built right in the heart of our downtown that's going to be home to a brand new Atlantic League team. So, I mean, we have a ton of things going on, and we are an arts and entertainment district. Arguably, we were the first in the state. So we have a Maryland Theater. We have an arts council. We're really, really investing in public art and sports, obviously. So we kind of have something for everyone up here in Hagerstown.
Well, I was tired by the time I got to you, right? I did the western part of the state at the end. We went to Ocean City. We did Mako. I ate crab cakes in Prince George's County. I made the mistake of calling it PG. So I don't, you know, you can't do that to Prince George's County people. But I learned all these sort of taboos and mores and different things traveling around the state. But I think for me, it wasn't the things that I had already seen. I mean, we've all been on the 50 the way to Ocean City. I know where the, you know, I know where the inlet is. I know all of that. It was the different things that I had never seen, including Antietam, including your town. And I think for Frederick, for Hagerstown, for places that I have sped by at sometimes 72, 73 miles an hour. Don't tell anyone. But on my way to Somerset, and I go to Pittsburgh every year for the Ravens game, right? Yeah, you got too many yins in that up there in Hager. I saw way too much Steelers stuff west of Frederick up there.
Not Ravens. Don't get me started. I'm a Commander fan, but I don't root against the Ravens.
Commanders. Yes, how long have you been calling them Commanders?
Listen, that's a sore subject. It's a sore subject, but I just did. I got my first jersey. I'm trying to be a good sport. So it just arrived on Friday. You know, I spent 36 years yelling hail to the Redskins, but I'm going to be a good sport and accept it.
You know what? It's time for you to change. I mean, maybe I come up there. We'll get some German food and a donut. Maybe I could bring you over to the purple side. No,
listen, I go to Ravens games. I love going to your stadium. I don't root against the Ravens unless they're playing us, or if we ever make it to the playoffs again in my lifetime. You know, I'd be rooting for us. But if it's not us, I root for you guys.
Well, listen, Mara, I'm an Oriole fan. I mean, I understand ownership problems. You know what I mean? Bad leadership will get you blown up, which is, I guess, the reason you ran for mayor. Talk to me about your background a little bit, because, I mean, maybe I'll come up, get a crab cake with you at some point. I'm looking at Nick's Airport Inn up on the north side. I went to Rick's last time in the strip mall, had a delicious crab cake in Hagerstown. So we're getting up to do different things, but you're really from there, right? And I guess more than that, I'm from Baltimore. I'm from Dundalk, right? And nobody ever says, I'm from Dundalk. We say, I'm from Baltimore. When you come to Baltimore, you go to places and say, I'm from Hagerstown. How many people, A, don't know where it is, or B, have never been there, right? Like, I've driven by a million times, but I had never gone. And my dad, when I was young, my uncle lived in Hagerstown, and I had never visited him, but my dad would always threaten to take me up to a Suns game because we love baseball. And I'm talking back in the 70s now, right? I mean, the old school when Hagerstown was associated with the Orioles back in Rochester, all that, Bluefield and, you know, all that was going on. But I had never found a reason to go. And last year was my reason, right? So I booked it. And my dear friend Ryan Miner from up your way said, go to Rick's and get a crab cake. Give me other Shula's, other places that I could have gone. And I was only going to pick one place. But then when I Googled and I took a little deeper dive in and I saw this beautiful German restaurant that you have downtown, my wife's life was saved on the bone marrow registry by a man from Germany. So we just felt like sort of called to do German food that night after having a crab cake. But we saw obviously challenges that you have, challenges that everybody else has, but we purposely sort of drove around and found that beautiful park and found the most unique donut place in the history of the world. I mean, we Googled Crumpy's and I saw these great donuts, and I had never heard of it until I Googled it, right? And it was the day before we were coming in. And I kept last year's tour a little more loose. I'm running a tighter ship this year because I'm seeing people like you, right? So I'm making important dates. But we kept it open on the western part of the state because I didn't know how much time we'd need in Antietam or how much we would love Deep Creek or how we would fall in love with downtown Frederick, which we didn't spend enough time at that we're going back to, right? So all of these little gems. But the donut place blew me away, Mayor, because it said 7 p.m. And I looked at it and I said to my wife, I'm like, hey, it's got to be a Google typo. It's got to be 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's a donut place. Yep. And then I went to the website and they're like, no, it's 7 p.m. is when the donuts open.
Yes.
So we purposely did the crab cake at like 5 o'clock so we could be in line because I figured it's going to be a line. We got the Crumpies at 6:50 and we were 30th in line on like a Saturday night. And I got delicious peach warm donut. Give me the Crumpy 7 p.m. donut story because I'm going to be hard pressed to make anybody believe that there's a little donut place open on the backside of an alley in a real neighborhood.
In Crumpy's Alley, in a real neighborhood. Yes.
I mean, you have beautiful things in Hagerstown. I'm glad that I brought you on to discuss them because you got some explaining you have to do, Mayor.
We do. Listen, I live about 4 blocks from Crumpy's. And when I bought my home about 5 years ago, I had to like have a coming to Jesus with myself that I would not walk to Crumpy's every night or I was going to be 300 pounds before I knew it. It is definitely a Hagerstown legend. And yes, it is absolutely in an alleyway in a residential area. It has been there. I think they're third generation. I was a guest donut maker around December and it was really, really fun. But it was cool to hear their story.
Next year, you got to set me up. I got to be able to do that.
I mean, he would love to have you. He would love to have you. They love having guests. And I mean, it is a well-oiled machine, the way that they make these donuts. I mean, they crank them out. It was very fun to get to experience, but they're very family and city oriented. They do a lot for the community and we're lucky to have them. And we're all donut snobs here in Hagerstown, little known fact. So we go anywhere else and get a donut. And it's always like, it's great, but it's not Crumpy's.
Why'd you run for mayor? You're from Hagerstown. You grew up there. obviously a lot of challenges. I almost ran for mayor of Baltimore. It's one of the reasons I'm doing Baltimore Positive. And, wow, you know, I've done sports for 31 years. You know, I'm kind of pissed off about all of it. And, you know, and I know you have a lot of challenge. I mean, there are a lot of places in Hagerstown. You make a left turn, there's a Confederate flag, you make a right turn, you know, like there's a little bit of that going on down toward Antietam that really sort of aided me a little bit. And, you know, I know where your politics lie, and for you to be elected and to run, I mean, hats off to anyone. And I say this to anybody putting themselves out there, but was this always your calling to save Hagerstown?
It was not. No. Actually, I ran for city council first, and I served 4 years on the council from 2016 to 20. We're on the presidential cycle here. Our elections are. And I was asked to run for council actually by our former mayor. And my initial response was absolutely not.
Insurance business, right? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I own a small business, and I was 30 at the time, 29 when the conversation started coming up. And I was like, no, but at the same time, my very best friend, my first childhood friend, we literally met the first day of kindergarten. She was struggling with substance use disorder. Heroin was her drug of choice. And this was right around the time that fentanyl was starting to make its way into our communities. And I watched what she went through. And it was just red tape after red tape. Anytime that she actually did want to get help, you know, it was like jumping through hoops. There was never beds available. It's very hard to be in that position. And the more I learned about what was going on in our community and the people who were struggling, the more I wanted to do something about it. And I looked at our local governments, and, you know, Washington County is leading the way in ways that we don't want to be as far as overdoses and overdose deaths and things like that. But no one in government was really talking about it. And it's like,
you're not the only one I've heard that from, right? I mean, down in Annapolis, and I've talked to a lot of people that said we have a problem in our community. Yes. And these are primarily white communities, right? Sometimes mainly suburban communities where the fentanyl issue is as big an issue and the opioid as statewide. There's nowhere I go that elected leaders aren't talking about it, because Ravens lost a player a couple weeks ago to a fentanyl overdose.
Yes. It knows no boundaries. I mean, it knows no boundaries. It doesn't matter where you come from, how much money you have. You know, none of that matters with this drug. And so I filed to run, and I wanted to be her voice. And at the time, she was actually serving a jail sentence for like personal use heroin that she got caught with. And when she called me, I said, I'm thinking about running for office. I want to be your voice. When you get out, I need you to be my success story. And it resonated with the residents, because I was a nobody. I mean, people didn't know my name like that. And thankfully, I came in third in the primary. And that was in April. And then unfortunately, on June 27th, in the middle of my first campaign, Ashley lost her life to an overdose. And for me, you know, the most devastating day of my life, for sure. But I tried to like figure out, okay, I have to make something of this. I have to run. I have to do what I promised her I was going to do. And that was be a loud voice for her and for people like her. And I couldn't get her the help that she needed, unfortunately. But if I could help other people, then, you know, it was for something. So I told her story. I went out, knocked on doors, talked to our community members, learned that there were, you know, millions of other people in the same boat across our country. And it resonated with voters. And thankfully, I won in 2016. I was the top vote getter, which was really exciting. And then in 2020, I had to make the decision if I wanted to run for mayor, if I wanted to remain on council. And I just decided that if I were mayor, I mean, we are the fifth largest municipality in the state. So if I were mayor, maybe I'd have a bigger platform and be able to do more. And so thankfully, I went out and people believed in me. So after almost 260 years, Hagerstown has its first female mayor, which is pretty exciting. And it's a different political world up here, because Hagerstown is very progressive. We're pretty democratic. And then the county is not. So we're kind of like a blue seat in the middle of a very red.
And there's a lot of that citywide, right? People that live in cities vote blue, people that live in counties vote red. And that's the state. That's the challenge. Mr. Cox is going to find out just how not red a lot of us are. A lot of us.
Westmore is going to wipe the floor with him. It's going to be great.
Well, I mean, but all that and listen, Anthony Brown thought that 8 years ago, right? And Hillary Clinton thought that in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio a couple of years ago. Like, these people are nuts. Who the hell is going to vote for this? So we don't have that many racists. I mean, I've met a few. There can't be that many to vote for this. But I will say, coming out to your town and other towns and seeing problems, right? I sat outside at this beautiful German restaurant out on their veranda, and I saw some things, right? Yes. And I saw good things and I saw bad things, like I see in every city. For you joining city council 6 years ago now, what did you find in government that made you want to dive further in? Because I've been told that a guy like me, that if I ever got involved, I'd want to get out because I wouldn't like the way it looked when I got in.
Yeah. Well, see, it's hard for me because I learned when I got in government that the city of Hagerstown has 450 employees that go to work for this place every single day and work their tails off to make sure that Hagerstown is the best place that it can be.
Trash is picked up. Red lights are working, right? All of that, right?
Yes. Our parks are taken care of. People have what they need. You know, we have our own water, wastewater system. So we have, you know, a lot of different things. But you know, there's been frustrations. Government moves very slow. And then even the relationship between the city and county has been very frustrating because it's kind of like, oh, this is the way it's always been. And I came in and I always like to say I was sent here to destroy the good old boy club that is deep rooted in
I bet you're popular. You know what I mean? In some cases, right?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be a hill charger to take that gig, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's okay to say what needs to be said. And what I learned, I think a lot of people get scared to say what they mean once they get in elected office, because you don't want to alienate, you know, this side, or you don't want to alienate that side, or one group of people or one group of business owners. But the right thing is always the right thing to do. And if that makes some people mad, then so be it. I mean, you should see the things that the Republican Central Committee around here says about me. I mean, they think I am like Satan herself. And I just let it roll off my shoulders, because at the end of the day, I know the hard work that we're all really doing to solve those challenges and to make things better. So I feel blessed to be in this position. And it's definitely not what I thought, but again, I got to see the flip side of things, of like the really good things. And there are a lot of really challenging issues, but I rest easy at night because there are so many people working to solve them.
Mayor Emily Keller joins us here from beautiful Hagerstown, Maryland, home of Channel 25 back when I was a kid, back in the day, and Steelers games on. Sometimes they're playing the Houston Oilers, made me tune in. I went to Hagerstown last year. You know, I made the mistake. I've known Whiteman. Whiteman gave me voice lessons 25 years ago. When I went on the radio, I was screaming, and the next thing you know, I couldn't talk anymore. So, you know, Steve got me doing all of these. La, 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 la. He had me doing all these voice things, right? So I saw Steve play. He came to my hometown, Dundalk, 3 weeks ago. They played the Heritage Fair, 4th of July. So I've known Steve a long time, Hammerjacks days. So I called Steve last year because I was trying to get someone from Frederick, someone from Hagerstown. I have friends with Planet Fitness out in Cumberland. I had a friend that owned a place in Deep Creek Lake to take me fly fishing out on the Savage River. So I had all this stuff set up. This year, my buddy Sam Tudor's taking me snakehead fishing in Vienna, Maryland, out by past Cambridge on the way to Salisbury. And Whiteman was my Hagerstown celebrity last year. So I get Whiteman on. He's got a new album, and it's Kicks and Funny Money and all this stuff. And I get going with him, and I say, you know, hey, Steve, we're going to crack. I don't eat crab cakes. I'm like, how do I get a guy on? I don't know. I said, tell me something good about Hagerstown. He's like, if I tell you something good, everybody will want to move here and wreck it for me. And I said, so now I have you on. I need to get a little Hagerstown. Pretend I've never been there. Pretend that I haven't come up to visit you, that I haven't looked at Nick's Airport Inn and looked at Shula's and looked at all these other places where I can get a crab cake. When someone comes to Hagerstown, obviously taking them down to Antietam and seeing part of that, what else would you have me do in Hagerstown that Whiteman was derelict in explaining to me last year?
So I would have you go to our city park and park there and then walk the cultural trail into our downtown. So
how far of a walk is that?
It's not too bad. It's about a half mile.
No.
So not bad. You can handle it, but there's a lot of really awesome things to see along the way, murals, art sculptures, things like that. And then once you get into our downtown, we have a lot of small business restaurants there, like 28 South, Bulls and Bears, The Stoob, which you have already mentioned.
I call it Stoobie. I'm glad I had you on because we went and we met the family. We ordered food. We were there late. We had a couple of beverages. We had a beautiful night. I get pictures out on the veranda. We had a beautiful night. But I was afraid to ask people, how do you pronounce this thing? because it is say it again.
The Schmankel Stew.
Schmankel Stew. When I come back, I want to sound local when I come back next
time.
There you go. We're going back. They were nice people.
Yes. Very nice people. Great food. But yeah, I mean, that walk itself really introduces you to Hagerstown. So you get to see several different sides of it. And while you're downtown and you can go to a show at the Maryland Theater, we have a smaller theater called the ACT Black Box Theater that just opened. That is really incredible. They've been doing a lot of local artists, spoken word, drag shows, all types of fun things there. That really is what I encourage people to do. Like right off the bat, that's what you should do. Because you get to see, like I said, a lot of our city and a lot of our experiences just by walking that trail. And then you can walk back and then get in your car and go to different other locations. But I always encourage everyone to walk the Arts Trail and really get to see our park and our downtown and a lot of the businesses down there.
You mentioned
you like hot dogs. We have a restaurant called the Dog House that has the best hot dogs. I mean, they make hot dogs with crab cakes on them, hot dogs with buffalo chicken dip, anything you can imagine.
I've never had a hot dog with a crab cake on it. Hold on here. Stop this. This may be a late addition to the tour next week.
You should get right across from the Stoob, directly across from the Stoob. So check him out.
Nice. Yeah. For you being progressive, and obviously your politics in talking about Westmore and running over the next 90 days, what made you progressive being there and what allows a progressive leader to be elected? Why is it progressive when you talk about arts and downtown and business? And how did that get popular? How did you get elected?
Well, our voter base in Hagerstown is pretty progressive. Now, if I ran in the county, there's really not a chance. We haven't had a Democratic Board of County Commissioner member since, I believe, 2006. So it's completely different. Just the numbers wise, there's 14,000 more registered Republicans than there are Democrats in the county. So it's very difficult. But I think in our city, we need that. I mean, we need progressive leadership. But our council is very balanced, too. We have two Republicans, two Democrats, and an independent. And we all really, really respect each other. And we have different points of view. But I think that that's a good thing, right? Because we can bounce ideas off of each other. And because we respect each other, we don't always agree, but we find middle ground and balance. So I think that dynamic of our relationship is really good. But I think people want more modern type things. Like, yes, we're investing in public art. And that was controversial at first. The cultural trail was started before I was in office. And I think it's pretty safe to say that the mayor that was in office at the time got voted out over it because people were really bent out of shape that the city was going to spend $2 million on a trail. But now you see it and it's beautiful and people actually come from all over the state to look at it and other communities are implementing the same type thing. So I think things are, can be controversial, especially in areas like this, but we're progressing and we're changing and we need to be up with the times. And Hagerstown is experiencing tremendous growth. Like I mentioned the stadium and the indoor turf facility, but our home building's up 180%. And we're seeing things that we haven't seen in the city in 20 years, all in a very positive way. So I think people were ready for like a new type of leadership. And I try to be very positive. I have no problem calling out the issues. We had a social service meeting 2 weeks ago with, 20 providers where we sat on camera and talked about the issues and what we can do to solve them. And so I'm not wearing rose-colored glasses all the time and pretending they're not there. But we have to point out the positive too. And I try to consistently do that, on social media and things, because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Not our local media. So, just getting the community on board and buying in and bringing back that sense of community and home and positivity was important to me.
Last thing for you, and then we can get on to maybe some fun and some crab cakes here. You lost your friend and the opioid issue sits in the middle of your administration, in the middle of your city. fixing that and solving that, not just fentanyl, but keeping people away from this kind of addiction, it's affected you. I had alcoholic parents. I know that battle. But for your community, and how do you know you're making some progress? What are the things that are being done that if your friend reached to the mayor now and said, I have a problem, don't put me in jail, help me,
right,
that red tape that you talked about, how is that getting better? Because I know that that sits at the heart of what you're about, really.
Absolutely. So I'm part of I co-chair a program called Washington Goes Purple, which you travel the state, so you've probably seen a lot of counties that have gone purple. But it's an education movement for our kids to try to stop addiction before it starts. So we go into the schools, we hold events all throughout the community. And the point is to educate the youth and community about the dangers of prescription painkillers and other drugs and alcohol, things like that, to try to stop it before it starts. Also, our county is kind of unique. We have a day reporting center. It's an alternative to jail. So for low-level offenders that just have drug offenses, they can attend the day reporting center program. It's about a year-long program. They have to check in every day in the beginning. It gets them treatment services and job training and family training, all kinds of things that you would need, which we know locking people up doesn't solve this problem. So thankfully, we had a sheriff who was ahead of that. We also have a harm reduction program here that is a pretty robust harm reduction program. Very, very controversial because, of course, they give out clean syringes. And we had a couple delegates that actually tried to implement bills forbidding that from happening. But the reality of it is people are going to use drugs, right? You know that. I know that. We know that. But as human beings, we have to keep them safe while they're using. So harm reduction program keeps them safe. It keeps them alive. It provides clean syringes. It provides Narcan, provides information. But peer support specialists run that program. So people with lived experience who can talk the talk and walk the walk, and they make those connections with people and treat them with dignity and respect. And when that person is ready to get help, because it could be the next day, it could be a year from now, they go to the peer support specialist that they've learned and developed that trust and relationship with. And it works. I think last year they referred over 450 people to treatment. That's a lot. It's a lot. So there's definitely a lot of moving parts. The one thing we do lack in Washington County is 24-hour crisis care or a 24-hour facility that people can walk into. So that's something that we're actively pursuing and we'll hopefully get. I think that's kind of the last piece of the puzzle to have a well-rounded machine here to help this issue.
Well, Ms. Mayor, I'll tell you what, if you walk your five blocks on Saturday, the 6th of August, right around, well, I'm at 652, 654, I'll be somewhere stationed in line waiting for a donut. We're going to the Kushwa Brewery as well. I think we're going to hit Nick's on the way back from Deep Creek on Tuesday. But we're going to be touring the whole state. We're doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away the Show Me $10,000 tickets. I'm going to have my little Goodwill truck with me. I'm not traveling the state in the Goodwill truck. Coons Ford would be upset with me about that. And our friends at Window Nation, of course, the Restaurant Association of Maryland, with lots of places, including in Hagerstown, supporting restaurants and getting people back to business and in the aftermath of COVID and trying to keep restaurants open. Like, say it again.
Schmankelstube.
I keep calling it Stubby. Up in Hagerstown, we had a delicious schnitzel, some potatoes, some cabbage, and some ice cold beer at a reasonable price. It's only available in Washington County. Mayor, thanks for having a great sense of humor. Thanks for the great work you're doing. I'm looking forward to getting back to Hagerstown. We're going to see the park. We're going to have donuts. I'm going to have a crab cake. I'm going to have a beer, proper brewed right there in Washington County beer. And I hope to high five you and give you a fist bump at some point for the good work you're doing out in Hagerstown. And I follow you on Twitter, and I said to my wife, I'm going to have the mayor of Hagerstown on. I bet she'll come on if I ask. So you were a great guest.
And
keep doing some great work up there, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. And even though we disagree on football teams, at least you're not a Steelers fan. So
there you go. Could be worse.
And you got no chance of winning, but I don't want to say that. I don't want to insult you on the way out, you know?
Listen, it may be our year.
Yeah, it might be yours. That was last century. It was your century last century.
I was six the last time we won a Super Bowl, and I remember it's going to happen sometime.
I'm an Orioles fan. I'm clearly aware of the passage of time. Mayor Emily Keller joins us from Washington County in beautiful Hagerstown, Maryland. We'll be spending yet another evening next weekend as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, getting out and around the state and doing it right. Luke's out in training camp, getting ready for Ravens season. The Orioles are home, and competitive, and we're having some fun around here. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.